Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Lynn Diamond. I'm a retired elder in the North Alabama Conference. It is such a joy to have an opportunity to share with you during this holy season of Advent. From among the readings for this week, my focus is a brief passage from the letter to the Ephesians, which is called a circular letter. This sets it apart from the other letters attributed to the Apostle Paul, in that this letter, unlike the others, was not addressed to a specific church in response to grievances Paul had received concerning practices and behavior in that congregation. Instead, it was written as a message to be circulated among several churches. Both John and Charles Wesley used this letter often in their preaching and their teaching because it clearly enunciates the theme of salvation by grace through faith. Hear now this reading from Ephesians 1, verses 3 through 10. I'm reading from the NRSV. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Before I retired in 2016, the church I served at that time had as its theme for 2015 Advent season, What God Wants for Christmas, which happens to be the title of a song recorded by Darius Rucker that was popular at the time. When I first heard this song, I loved the idea of focusing on what God wants from us rather than what we want from Santa Claus, a phenomenon that has crept into our worship perhaps a little too much. We get this Christmas thing a little off course, I'm afraid. As I listened to the lyrics of the song, certain words stood out to me. Listen closely. Something that you can't find in a store. Maybe peace on earth. No more empty seats in church. What do you give someone who gave his only son? What if we believe in him like he believes in us? Every Bible with no dust. The devil given up. More sister. More brother, more loving one another. By now, we ought to know what God wants for Christmas. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we ought to know by now what God wants for Christmas. In the text I read earlier, Ephesians 1, verse 10, reveals to us God's bold plan for the fullness of time to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. We've heard so much in 2020 about not gathering because of the pandemic, and now we see in Scripture that gathering is essential to God's plan for the fullness of time. A word of caution here, though. God's plan goes far beyond the kind of gathering we have missed so much this year, gathering with those we love. Instead, God's plan is radical, according to the text. It calls us to be about the business of gathering up all things in Christ, things in heaven and things on earth. The kind of gathering that calls for the tearing down of walls and barriers that separate us from one another. Our response says, though, it's too hard. After all, we're only human. How is it possible to live in this world without barriers to keep us safe from our enemies? I'm telling you today, it is not possible for us to do that if we try to do God's work on our own. Yet the good news is that in Christ, the promised one, all things are possible. God provides all that we need to make the gathering up of all things in Christ possible. Yet, it's not given to us all at one time. Like the manna in the wilderness, God's provision comes to us as we learn to depend on Him day by day, moment by moment. As we gather and worship, study, and pray, we are empowered to do the impossible. I want to share with you now two simple examples of this empowerment that have worked in my ministry that were given to me. When I was the new pastor in one of the churches I served, I was introduced to the children as they gathered for vacation Bible school. One little girl immediately blurted out that she did not want a new pastor because she loved Pastor George. The adults were mortified that she had said this to the new pastor. I felt one of those holy nudges at that time telling me how to respond. I said to her, "That's a really good thing, because when we love, God enlarges our hearts so we can love more." It worked. 3 years later, when the DS appointed me to another church, this same child came to me and said, "I don't want a new pastor because I love Pastor Lynn." Then she smiled at me and said she remembered exactly what I had said to her when I first came there. Another holy nudge that means a great deal to me that I received a number of times over the years and used in many of my messages. It is this. It's only when we allow ourselves to get close enough to people who are different from us in the way they live, look, think, and act that we can see that they too have a family resemblance. They have our Father's eyes too. What does God want for Christmas? I believe God would simply love to see us busy about the work of gathering up all things in Christ, things in heaven and things on earth. He gives us gifts of the Spirit to use for this purpose. How each of us goes about this work looks different from the work of our brothers and sisters. We are gifted and empowered by God to complement one another, not replicate the work of one another. We are individually members of the body of Christ on earth. God calls us to work that takes all our gifts working together. May this be our Christmas hope and communal prayer this year. Then maybe there would be peace on earth. No more empty seats in church. Every Bible with no dust. More sister, more brother. More loving one another. Let us pray. God of love and new beginnings, we give you thanks for your faithfulness to us. You promised us a Savior, and you kept that promise to us. May the preparation we make this year for the celebration and holy remembrance of His coming into the world as an innocent baby renew in us the commitment we each made when we promise to follow Him. Give us eyes to see the world as our parish. Make us bold and send us forth to do the work of gathering, trusting You wholly for all we need to accomplish that work. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.